Now, in recent months, a number of business leaders have pointed to a shortfall in language skills among some Irish workers, a lacking which has left them disadvantaged in terms of getting jobs here. As well as the economic consequences, there is, of course, the whole cultural impact of being poor on foreign languages. So how do we put it right? We've been talking to Professor Paul O'Doherty. He's Registrar and Deputy President of NUI Galway and one of the authors of a report for the Royal Irish Academy some years ago, which identified some of the deficits in the education system across all levels. I began by asking him, how soon should children begin learning a foreign language?
As early as possible. The received wisdom is that if a child is immersed in another language before the age of seven, then the likelihood is that they will be able to grow up bilingual as long as that language continues to be used and to be cultivated. So really, the earlier the better.
There's issues, obviously, both at primary and post-primary, at secondary level. If we could just go through them. One is the fear that if you throw in another language, that you will overload an already overloaded curriculum.
I kind of have to laugh, if I may, at the notion that a language is too much for a child to cope with. There is plenty of evidence, plenty of really solid research done out there that children just very easily learn to switch codes when they are given two languages to learn at an early age. If it's done in a proper immersive way, yes, there's a little bit of code switching. Yes, there's a little bit of mixing up the language at first, but very quickly they learn to actually associate the words with a specific language. And really the idea that this is some kind of a burden, I think, just doesn't stand up to scrutiny.
So should the additional language or should the foreign language always be optional, or should there be a compulsory nature?
That's a planning issue, to be brutally honest. That's about the kind of decisions that our politicians and our educators and really at government level we want to make for this country. And if we are saying that we are content with a situation where basically a small number of people come through with a second language in this country, very often, even when they've gone all the way through to degree level, it's not quite up to the standard that an employer really needs, or that indeed the person themselves really needs to function bilingually internationally. If we're saying we're content with that, then you don't make anything compulsory. If we're saying that we are serious about something the government signed up to at least 10 years ago, and that is the Council of Europe framework, which is mother tongue plus two languages, if we're saying we're really serious about implementing that, then that is a planning decision at governmental level where, yes, language would be compulsory. I personally would favour that approach.
There's always the worry, I suppose, from a segment of the population that if you throw in another foreign language, that Irish will slip down in the rankings or the ratings, if you like.
I don't see a contradiction between the two, I have to say. Look, I followed my first love, which was German, as a teenager. I came back to Irish later. There is plenty of evidence out there that learning one other language, no matter what language that is, leads to a great ability to learn another language. If we're talking about mother tongue plus two, then we might as a country make a decision that actually it's English plus Irish plus one foreign language. I think that's something that is open for discussion, it's open for debate, but I don't really see a competition between Irish and the foreign languages.
The next question is where the emphasis should be. What choices do we give them? It's said that there is, or has been traditionally, a narrow choice, an over-reliance on the old staples of German and French.
Correct. And whilst I wouldn't like to see French and German disappear, I think there is absolutely a case to be made for broadening the range of languages. Chinese is a coming language. It's extremely important that we are in a position to engage with China. If you look at the Confucius Institutes that we have in this country, there's one in Dublin, there's one in Cork, there's one in Coleraine at the University of Ulster. They are just extremely important in terms of our engagement with China, culturally, socially, and in particular economically, it has to be said. But then there's also things like Portuguese, there's Spanish, there's Russian. Look at the BRIC countries, those emerging economies that are going to be very strong for us, and I think it's incumbent on us to use those. I would go beyond that, because the emphasis on what I've just said is economic. There's the social dimension as well. We are part of a wider European community where far too few Irish people speak the languages of our European partners, be they Polish, be they Italian, and so on. And I think if we were able to at least have the ability in this country, not necessarily all way down at the age of five, there are clear resource implications, but if we had the ability to take up those languages at different levels, I think it would only enhance our role as Europeans and as international players.
What about the standard achieved at higher level? When students leave college, how good is their French? How good is their German? How good is their Chinese? Is it good enough?
We're all aware of the paradigm in Ireland where children spend 13 years learning Irish and come out and have hardly two words to rub together. Unfortunately, that can happen with other languages as well. And it really is about the level of engagement, the level to which you have excited the school children to actually learn the language and to engage with the language. And a lot of that is around communication.
As you say, there's a huge cultural value in the learning of languages, of foreign languages. But what's the benefit, the financial benefit to Ireland, to the Irish economy?
That remains to be seen. But I will point towards a study that was done by Cardiff Business School about 9 years ago, using all sorts of business and economic methodologies and analytical methodologies and so on, around the issue of how language skills impact on the ability of a country to generate foreign trade. And at the end of their analysis, and as I say, it was fundamentally rooted in business methodology, not in languages as such, they came to the conclusion that the UK, on an annual basis at that time, 9 years ago, was losing £9 billion in foreign trade every single year for want of better language skills. There's tremendous benefit to be had for Ireland by extension, because fundamentally we are in the same boat as the UK in terms of the level of acquisition of foreign languages.
The other question, I suppose, Paul, is the degree to which there's joined up thinking or a joined up curriculum as you move from one level to the next. Do you move with the subjects that you already have, and are you following the same course, the same pathway, if you like?
I think that's a crucial issue, Richard. You know, a few years ago, the government had a great scheme in place that was about enhancing languages in the schools in Ireland, and some of that, in fact, most of that was in primary school level. The problem was that there wasn't really a coordinated approach as to how that might feed through to secondary level. So you had kids doing a range of different languages in a particular catchment area, then all going on to secondary level, and the school that they were going to that was didn't necessarily have the provision for follow-on in all of the languages that had been offered. So some kids, having done a few years of a language, found themselves back effectively being treated as beginners again. Others had done another language and found that there was no further pathway for them. We would have to be very seriously planning, in planning mode, to make sure that we benefited from any policy that came in terms of modern languages in that regard.
You also have ideas on how we can utilise the skills, the language skills of the non-Irish nationals, if you like, those people who have moved here for whatever reason. How do we tap into that potential?
I think we have got to look and see whether, in fact, some of those native speakers can be used here as teachers to spread their languages amongst the native Irish, I suppose. Obviously, being a native speaker doesn't necessarily make you a good teacher, so there is a training element in that. Some of them may already have had that in their own country. But I think one of the key things to note is that in this world where too many people are saying, the whole world speaks English, we don't need to bother too much. In fact, bilingualism is the norm across the world, and very often the two languages that people speak are not English, actually. So that for us, as primarily native English speakers in this country, we really have to exploit all the potential to acquire other languages. I think we've got a whole pool of people who speak Polish, who speak Chinese, who speak Russian, who speak Portuguese, whatever. Let's see how we can utilise that for the benefit of everyone in this country, and not just those immigrants whose children, by the way, will get a tremendous advantage speaking absolutely perfect English with an Irish accent, as well as speaking Portuguese or Chinese or Polish. Let's have that advantage for all the children of Ireland, not just the new Irish.
And that was the Deputy President of NUI Galway, Paul O'Doherty, speaking to This Week earlier.